multi-millionaire in less than 2 years? Did you know that? Did you know that he was a child, a millionaire as a child? Did you know that?
Famous Amos!
Did you know that Famous Amos started at a lemonade stand, selling cookies and lemonade? In 1 year, this guy walked up to him and said, "You know what? I like your cookies. I would like to start a business with you."
working late, bitch. And you never called me. I had to itch to hear from someone who gave a shit about me. At least half as much as I cared about them. I guess it wasn't you.
You should finally move in yellow. I've no choice but to be more mellow.
Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes, slick my hair. Got to get myself booting there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah.
CKUT 90.3, original music recorded directly to cassette tape by me, the host of the show, Tony E. Before that, you heard Fats Waller and his rhythm with Lulu's Back in Town. And you heard some other things before that, too.
Distribution company. They start distributing and manufacturing his cookies.
Famous Amos!
With, according to his recipe and shit, landed a distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? Start distributing his cookies in different stores and shit. Instant sensation, overnight millionaire. Never had a motherfucking GED. Never had a high school diploma. Was even illiterate. He didn't even know how to read at the time. Famous Amos once said, if you always think what you always thought, you will always get what you always got. Famous Amos. Stop thinking that you're not worthy of friendship. Stop thinking that you're not worthy of love. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to receive a compliment. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to get the job. Stop thinking that you're not worthy
or music must obey me, or pain must obey me. I cripple my enemies, got the gift of vocabulary. I could talk my way up by anything. Nobody words can go against me, I'm stingy. I want all that energy. Cyrus, best nigga in the place to be. I 200 hot degree, burn you till you faint, y'all. Y'all niggas shooting blanks, y'all. I fuck in my vest, drive an armored tank, y'all. I dead niggas like a dog bury your bone. You could never set me up, I raise the pain volume. Nominate me as presidential MC. My career is so intelligent, unique physique. A nigga, please. You could never fuck with a dog, a nigga, please. Nigga, I will bury your bone, a nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home, a nigga, please. Watch your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, I'm immune to all viruses. I get the cocaine, it cleans out my sinuses. Just from swinging, I get a quarter of meal. I have it raining ice drops the size of automobile. I kill all the government microchips in my body. I'm the paranoid nigga at your party. I kill all my enemies at birth. Shut the fuck up, bitch, and let me stick my hands up your skirt. Nigga, please. You could never fuck with your dog.
All aliens.
Nigga, I will burn your bones. Nigga, please. I'm the one who burned your home. Make your shit fall like Rome. Nigga, please.
Can't never be against bitch ass.
Okay,
here.
Who you
nigga,
with? Please. Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with your dog.
Nigga, please.
You could never fuck with your dog.
Nigga, please.
You know what I'm saying? To create a business. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to plant a garden. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to look good. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to feel sexy. Stop thinking that you're not worthy to flirt with other people. Stop.
It's not about not being worthy.
I can't engage in that low behavior.
Stop thinking that you're not worthy. Drop that unworthy shit, man. You need to start saying, I am worthy. I am worthy of this person's friendship. I am worthy to be loved. I am worthy of love. I am worthy. I can start a business. I can do this. Philippians 4:13 tells you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All is an indefinite statement. You can't say, oh, well, I can start a business, I can buy a house, I can get a car, but I can't have friends. No, ain't no buts. All is an indefinite statement. Everything is included in that all. Nothing is excluded from that all unless you allow it to be excluded. Stop living an exclusive life and start living a flamboyant life. Start living flamboyant. Stop acting like you some old George Clooney ass motherfucking superstar. That you on you ain't on George Clooney's level. Alright? George Clooney got super money. And the shit that he's personifying himself to be to the public's eyes, he's not like that. Dodging cameras and shit. He act like he don't want to be filmed. That's all publicity stunt shit. Them motherfuckers stage that shit on purpose. They want to be filmed. They want publicity. Why? Because George Clooney got a new movie out. And George Clooney want people to know about his movie. So he strategically sets up different things and different stunts. We call them publicity stunts to create publicity. Stop trying to be exclusive like George Clooney and Brad Pitt. And then you blaming it on some shit. Oh yeah, I'm just doing it. Brad Pitt doesn't like cameras. Brad Pitt is not pro-social.
That's me to a T, buddy.
I go on and on and on, man. Yeah, somebody's gonna poke that to the chop. But I wanna see if there's something that don't know or something to talk about. But yeah, can they speak through me? Are they calling through the wisdom beam? Still talking at me. such a concept as a tree, when the only reality was simply to be. Upstick at the top, making it up a foot.
Everything your love belongs to me. And then when you're asleep, into your tent I creep. The stars that shine above await to love. Your room is planned with me. I'm a secret, 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 secret. Yeah. Yeah. What? Yeah. Oh. I'm a sheep of every beat. Your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, into your tent I creep. When the stars that shine above will light our way to love. Your room is planned with me. I'm a sicker, sicker, sick of everything. Yeah! Now, what? What?
Lisa from Wendy Lisa.
Society to grant us permission to activate our inner genius. We cannot mature as fast as we could, seeing others leapfrog ahead of the pack of conformists when we ourselves cannot advance. We are stuck in pause. waiting and waiting for permission to declare our dreams and true intentions, struggling for what we want out of our life walk. We wait the time
for
change to arise within us like a sexual stimulation, or for society to grant us permission to activate our inner genius and in turn activate inner genius of others. This is the illusion and delusion, all wrapped in a perfect enigma surrounded by the conundrum of lack of self-growth. We have forgotten courage is a choice, and permission and impetus to move with bold, decisive action is not given by the global narrative or the impotent masses entrenched in mediocrity. Courage is a choice, and permission and impetus to move with bold and decisive action is not given. To seek change is to go against the grain of those demanding conformity to ideological and cultural patterns of limitation. Truly advancing to the unknown with the choice to make it known. Letting go of fear, envy, and resentment. Flying aloft on the wings of understanding. Enjoying the reckless abandon of shedding off the conformist will to suppress your desires to know the unknown. It is your birthright and legacy as a conscious being of choice on the path of self-mastery. The bold and disciplined invite the need to grow. It is our savior from the fearful masses who will never hold their power until they too are faced with their internal demons and shed off the needs of the conformed masses who have forgotten that courage is a choice. What awaits them is the presence of choice itself and the potential power of living in the natural moment of now. At the edge of infinity, with my expression of the now, I unpack and uncode the unlimited point of view with my state of emanation. Aho. Powerful, powerful moment of speech. All right, everyone, come on into the chat room.
Whoa, Andrew, I'm not gonna go into your cyber-tized AI hell, but thanks for that. Andrew Bartzis.
Take a call. There are many lines in it that will connect to many, many different people. They encountered the great beings, and that began the need to create a galactic ascension machine. And you were part of a fundamental spirit who said, well, we've really toxified this section of the solar system, the galaxy. It is our responsibility. And we'll have to learn to be ambassadors to many dimensions, many time-space realities, many localities, seen and unseen, so that they begin sending their greatest offenders to the galactic ascension machine. So in a sense, you were like a posse guy that had to go world to world to world and say, hey, you've got some great offenders on your world. They need to come back here. And then convince the celestial mind and the people of the world,
transdimensional narc,
that they're not necessarily false bad beings. They just did something that needs resolution over here. And the longer they ignore it, the more damage they do to everyone else. forcing people to position of responsibility, giving the responsibility back to them. With that, you became part of Earth's essentially first species, because those that were bold and actionable and willing to work with the higher needs of the spirit at the many different layers, you became integrated into Earth's great consciousness. And since then, you have been one of those on the cutting edge of what free will could mean, because there's millions of years of people exploring free will, but free will here is explored vastly different, because we can experience the seven colors of time. That's why our planet is set up that way. But our DNA instruments of experience, that which you and I are in, can experience up to 50 colors of time. So there's a whole 42 more levels of color and awareness that you and I can experience that would never overload us sensory based, until once we get over the ideological limitations that have been imposed on our world.
Well, that's unreal. That's really nice to know.
Exploring time and space.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've had this, I don't know, a real yearning for freedom ever since I've been, manifest here.
So what is it that you're looking for this lifetime, man? What do you do for a job?
I've been working as an anesthetic healthcare practitioner.
Me too.
So, yeah, in the medical industry, and as a, I've got a clear understanding that that's not what we're supposed to be doing, and it's the longer I'm going on and working in that role, I know that we shouldn't be doing this.
Why don't you quit? Why are you just calling in to talk show?
That's not the healing we should be doing for people. You know, cutting tumors out of people, or you know that type of thing. The longer I'm there, it's harder for me to work there.
You're reaching a point where you can't ignore the butchery for butchery's sake.
Yes.
There are times
it's exactly.
There are times it's necessary. We're not denying allopathy its purpose, because it is absolutely necessary for some people. But there are many unnecessary surgeries which are just plain butchery.
I'm saying? You're not Brad Pitt. You're not Angelina Jolie.
To make you dance, and all you gotta do is just give us a chance.
So are you gonna miss it?
No!
Come on, are you gonna miss it? Miss
no!
It? Say rock on, everybody.
Rock on!
Somebody say rock on, everybody.
Everybody.
Do the best you can.
Tell me, tell fast me. Tell me, how do you feel? To me, rockin' a party was always a real, huh? Cause I'm a super duper, can never be a snooper. I'm Tony Tone, I'm not a party pooper. I keep the party swinging, we're rhyming and singing. See, I got good time when it comes to rhyming. And for the top is where I'm climbing. So keep your feet stomping and keep your hands clapping. Girl, keep on rocking, cause I keep rapping, rapping.
TNT, RMC brother. T, get on the, T, get on the. Best you can.
I'm a party swinging brother, believe it or not. You know when I get loose, you know the girls get hot. Cause I light you up and I'll start your fire. The party goes faster, I begin to tire. But I'll keep it rocking all night long. So when I say jump, you'll say how high. There ain't no reach, so don't ask me why. Your heart will thump, your blood will pump. And the tone of my voice will make the party jump.
You're not Johnny Depp. And you think Johnny Depp lives an exclusive life? No, no. That's what he personified to you.
And that's a fact. People start to clap when I start to rap. They start to groove, they begin to move across the floor like never before. So don't ignore what you came here for. Like the whole of the war. So grab a girl, get off the floor. As you whine and die, relax your mind. Get meant for the best when I start to rhyme.
Sugarcane, DJ rapper, sugar get on the, sugar get on the, sugar get on and do the best you can.
Well, I'm sugar cane coming in at first. The rock party's all over the universe. I rock Mars, Saturn, and Venus too. Because I got the kind of
rock
to make a boogaloo. So just get on it, so I can phone it. I got the fresh stuff and I know that you want it.
That dude is flamboyant. Every night he beat me around crowds of people. That dude travels with an object rise of no less than 25 people around him.
Talk about. I think you said her name was Adele.
Yo, she most definitely looking good with that white on white.
Definitely. But let's go party, man. Let's go chill.
No problem. They're rocking by themselves.
Word up.
Rock on, 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 rock on.
He takes care of 25 people. He takes care of 25 people. When he go to a restaurant, his motherfucking restaurant bills be $3,000, $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 a night. Because he takes care of like 25 people. They putting tables together for him. He ain't going in there eating by himself. He got you thinking that he live an exclusive life. Ain't no fucking exclusive life. Doing that shit so that you can feel like you ain't got the right to have friends and shit. Look, you ain't exclusive. You're not George Clooney. I don't mean to bust your bubble, but you're not Johnny Depp. So you gotta come off of that shit. That's a dumbass way of thinking right there. And then you somehow justify this shit by thinking that, oh, well, you know, they don't understand me. Man, come on, man. Step out of that shit, man. You're worthy of friends, man. Make yourself understood. Make me understand you, man. Don't give up, because secretly inside you know that you desire to be around friends. You know that you want friends that you can trust, that understand you, that love you, that support you, that show up in your time of need. You know that. You know that you want the support. So stop fronting, man. Stop fronting like you don't, that you don't want, you know what I'm saying, friends, that you don't like compliments. Stop fretting. When somebody, look, ladies, when somebody tell you that you're beautiful, don't get all snobby and shit. Oh, all snobby. Your face is looking real stank right now. I'm telling you, you beauty, and you want to put on your stank face.
Nice.
Who, me? My hair?
And shit like that.
Yeah,
that
I just said that you was beautiful.
Back to Carter, reruns in a rap master in 1996.
All the Dr. Dre's tricks.
'Cause smile like you got some class and say, you know what, thank you for that compliment, and you're very handsome yourself. Why you can't just be tactful and just accept the compliment? Why you gotta put on your stank face and look ugly?
Cause it was fat, dig it, Bob George. 1994 tribute with the Rap Master. From the Sis catalog.
You good, huh? Did you buy it? Yeah, right. Who do you think I am, baby? Yesterday's fool. You seen that rich motherfucker again? What's his name? Bob. What did you do for a living? Man, it's Rockstar. Who? Chris, ain't that a bitch? That skinny motherfucker with the high voice? Baby, please. You know I could kill you now. You're fucking right. I got a gun. You don't believe me? Then what's this? Oh, yeah, you quiet now. Why can't we have a party? Why can't we dance? Why can't we have a party? Love? I don't know nothing about no love. This ain't about love. It's about money. It's about the party. It's about going to pick up the car.
Some of you get into pictures and take the ugliest pictures in the world. Why? Because you don't feel worthy. You got to change that way of thinking. If you always think what you always thought, you're going to always get what you always got. If you feel like George Clooney and that you got to, listen, you really want friends, but you justify you not having friends with that exclusive shit. I'm George Clooney. I'm Brad Pitt. I'm Angelina Jolie. I'm Britney Spears. No, bitch, you ain't Britney Spears.
Oh, brother, he's got a gun.
That's right. Come on, get me.
No, bitch, you are not motherfucking Oprah Winfrey. You're not fucking Angelina Jolie. You are Susie Stupid. Because you really want friends, but you don't feel worthy enough to have them, so you stupid.
You got my number, you kitty.
Surgeons and doctors working with patients, and to me, I just don't understand why they don't see all the new technology that's out there, like vibration technology, to get rid of tumors and stuff like that.
They got so naive. Not like people who listen to this program. Smash playing sick at you tonight at bomb three.
Until 2 a.m.
Thank you.
justifying your fallibilities with that exclusive shit. You're not Hollywood. Stop trying to live your life through the eyes of some motherfucking superstar. Look, if you want friends, then think it. Stop thinking exclusive. Start thinking flamboyant. Because if you think exclusive, you don't live an exclusive life. If you think larger than life, if you think Nephilim, if you think giant, then your life is going to reflect your thoughts. Think, look, this is what I respect about, what's her name? She got a reality show called The Fab Life. She talk about living fabulous. She make your ass feel fabulous. Everything she do is real big. She make a noise when she throw her annual baby fat model show.
Yeah, I tried the potato salad at that shindig.